16 Houston, whenever you're ready, we're ready to load the PTC Resmat.
Okay, you have poo and accept.
Okay. Ken, sorry about that. We didn't get coordinated here. We don't have an uplink site, so go back to block until after 5 hours, and we'll try it again then.
Alrighty. We're backing up till the block, and we're going to be kind of hanging up here for a while anyhow while we get our suits off. That turns out to be a pretty interesting operation with these new B suits.
Roger.
I tell you, Gordy, there were some sites out there that were really something. One of the things that, most things happened like people had said they would, but there were a couple of things that had never seen or heard anyone even mention it. Maybe they've been there all along. But one of the things that was really nifty was while we were in powered flight, both in later stages of the boost and during the TLI burn, there were particles that I could see out the window that were going past us in the plus X direction. And I kept thinking that that was an optical illusion, and I kept going back and looking at it again. And sure enough, and these were after we were in steady state. It wasn't around any kind of a staging event or anything that I was aware of.
How about that? Haven't heard of that one before.
Man, when we scooted out here and you started your non-propulsive vent, we could see, first it just looked like there was a little mist around outside when you looked at the sun. And then the sun hit it at such an angle that you started getting a spectral reflection, and it looked like a rainbow out over the limb. And then after that, you could look out my number one window, and apparently the lighting was tight so that it had the appearance of light streaming off to a point source at infinity. There was a little blank spot at what looked like the origin. And then all these streaks were coming back towards you, like you were right in the center of a cone. And these things would change colors. They go to a light purple, and then they'd have a little sandy color to them. And that was another one that don't remember ever hearing before. And maybe it was just the lighting on it, but sure was pretty.
Raj, join the description.
I'll tell you, you can't wait too many years to make this worth it.
Roger.
Gordy, on that boost, that S1C is a real freight train, I'll tell you, boy. Can't get over that.
Roger.
See that thing on the TV up through staging?
I didn't watch it all the way till it went out of sight. I'll have to check here.
Apollo Control, Houston.
We saw even tower jet.
Good show. John's in the middle of his suit off.
Okay.
We're at 4 hours, 58 minutes ground elapsed time. Most of that long description coming from Ken Mattingly.
Suggestion, we wrote in the flight plan to be sure and take a look at the fires out there in Africa as we went over, which is something we probably would have forgotten or never even thought about. And they are just as beautiful as everybody's ever said they could be. They're just all over the place. All these little yellowish-red dots down there. And there was some, looked like some low overcast in parts of the area, or maybe a from our altitude. Maybe it was a high overcast. But it just gave, it looked like looking at the lights of a city through fog, and then there were others that were clear. Something well worth remembering to look for.
Roger. We'll be sure to remind Ron to look for that one.
I tell you, God didn't equip us with enough eyes to see everything that there is to see in the first hour.
Apollo Control Houston, 4 hours, 59 minutes. That last remark coming from Command Module Pilot Ken Mattingly. Our space digital display still using the moon as a reference. We show Apollo 16, 172,048 nautical miles away from the moon.
Gordy, looks like this operation may take as long as we had guessed. Is there any thermal constraint on getting 52 attitude and going to those other attitudes? Looks like we got
some time to go here. I'll check on that, Ken. We're about.
I just wondered if that's something we ought to keep in mind.
Okay, we're about to a handover here. I'll check on that and come back to you through Hawaii.
Okay, thank you.
I'm 16 with through Hawaii now, and you're scheduled in this attitude through 7 hours or so, at least, so no problem thermally, and you're not even due to do the P-52 for another half hour, so you're plenty ahead.
Okay, that P-52, we're going to come to a decision point here pretty soon, whether you want us to do that, and then we'll pick up the suit doffing after that, or we could just go ahead and do the get all the suits out of the way. And we can do the 52 on schedule, or we can do it after we get the suits off. Does it make any difference to you folks?
Let me check. If that's what you'd like to do, why don't you go ahead with finish up the suits. No problem slipping the 52 a little bit, and we'd like to accept for that uplink.
Okay, there's go and accept. Is Fredo still around there?
No, he went home about a half hour ago.